going to see in the European Union said Thursday that President Alexander Lukashenko is not the legitimate president of Belarus, adding that his abrupt swearing-in on Wednesday went directly against the will of the people. The ceremony sped up EU plans to boycott Lukashenko following the disputed August 9th election, as the European Parliament had earlier decided not to recognize the veteran leader beginning in November, when his term as president was due to end. In a statement, the EU's 27 states said Lukashenko's new mandate lacks any democratic legitimacy and that the inauguration contradicts the will of large parts of the Belarusian population. Gaza's rulers Hamas and their Fatah rivals in the occupied West Bank agreed Thursday to hold the first Palestinian elections since 2006, united by their opposition to Arab-Israeli normalization deals. Polls will be scheduled within 6 months under a deal reached between Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh. Officials from both sides told reporters the last Palestinian parliamentary elections in 2006 saw Hamas win an unexpected landslide. The recent talks have come after two Arab states, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, normalized their relations with Israel. Despite peace deals with Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994, the new accords broke with decades of Arab consensus that further ties with the Jewish state should not be normalized until it had signed a comprehensive peace deal with the Palestinians. The most recent Palestinian polls resulted in a brief unity government, but it soon collapsed. And in 2007, bloody clashes erupted between the two sides in the Gaza Strip. Hamas has since ruled Gaza, while Fatah has run the Palestinian Authority based in the West Bank city of Ramallah. This is VOA News. In the United States, hours after a Kentucky grand jury brought no charges against Louisville police for Breonna Taylor's death and protesters took to the streets, authorities said two officers were shot and wounded Wednesday night during the demonstrations expressing anger over the killings of black people at the hands of police. Interim Louisville Police Chief Robert Schroeder said a suspect was in custody but did not offer details about whether that person was participating in the demonstrations. He says both officers are expected to recover and one is undergoing surgery. The violence comes after prosecutors said two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor, a black woman, were justified in using force to protect themselves after they faced gunfire from her boyfriend. The only charges were three counts of wanton endangerment against fired officer Brett Hankinson for shooting into a home next to Taylor's with people inside. A huge international study of a COVID-19 vaccine that aims to work with just one dose is getting underway as top U.S. health officials are trying to assure the U.S. Congress and public that they can trust any shots the government ultimately approves. Hopes are high that answers about at least one of several candidates being tested in the U.S. could come by year's end, maybe sooner. Dr. Anthony Fauci, infectious disease chief at the National Institutes of Health, told a Senate committee that, quote, "We feel cautiously optimistic that we will be able to have a safe and effective vaccine, although there's never a guarantee of that," end quote. President Trump is pushing for a faster timeline, which many experts say is risky and may not allow for adequate testing. On Wednesday, he tweeted a link to news about the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine study and said the Food and Drug Administration must move quickly. President Donald Trump again declined to comment to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the November 3rd presidential election. He said, "We're going to have to see what happens," at a news conference Wednesday, responding to a question about whether he'd commit to a peaceful transfer of power. He said, quote, "You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster," end quote. It's highly unusual that a sitting president would express less than complete confidence in the American democracy's electoral process, but he also declined 4 years ago to commit to honoring the election results if his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton had won. Meantime, U.S. Senate leader Mitch McConnell assured folks Thursday that the results of the November 3rd election would be implemented in an orderly way. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, again for VOA News.